All right, welcome to episode 2 of Desk Party. I'm your host, Jardo, and here's my co-host, Spud.
Hey, baby, what's happening? Take that, Chappelle Show.
So, today we're going to be discussing colonics. Spud, have you ever had a colonic?
Yeah, I wanted some guy to shove a fucking vacuum up my asshole and go in the back alleyway behind the metro.
I didn't know they had a metro in Jacksonville.
Huh.
Although there's a metro diner, amazing milkshakes.
Also, you can have your amazing whole chicken and waffles.
Oh, yeah, and they've got that strawberry butter. Oh, and I love it when they just slather the hot sauce on there, too.
All right, calm it down. You're talking about getting a colonic, and then you're also talking about shoving more fat in your colon. Which one do you want here?
Well,
you can't have your cake and eat it, too.
Well, maybe I'll just have a nice juice diet.
Yeah. You, juice, have you had your V8 today? Now punch yourself.
I don't think that's really how juice diets work. Day 4, drink some OJ and punch yourself in the face. That's why Beyonce looks so messed up. It's not because her husband beats her.
No, I'm talking about, the V8 thing where the guy comes up, punches the guy in the forehead. Have you had your V8 today?
I thought that was Hawaiian Punch you're thinking of.
No, that was the V8 commercial, you jackass. I haven't seen a Hawaiian Punch commercial
since 1968, yeah.
Anyways, speaking of colonics and shitty things,
mm-hmm.
I'm tired of being stood up by women.
So, you got stood up today then, right?
I get stood up every day.
I'm a stand-up guy.
You know it. Oh, shit. So what's going on your side of town?
Well, I just had an amazing cheesecake tart. It was quite delicious. It's a cash-only establishment, and they always look a little angry when I just pay $2.
Nice. You remember when it was really hot, and we were drunk as shit, and we ran into that Asian bakery, and I'm asking for cannolis, and that Asian guy's like, what's a cannoli?
Well, you know, I think they know what a cannoli is. That's just not what they sell there. I mean, it's an Asian bakery. They cook Asian things. You know, like opium.
Yeah, we have these nice opium cakes. It's not illegal or anything.
Well, that would, like, probably quadruple their business.
It was so hot in there, I remember it. I was like, Jesus. We went in there, we're like, elephant ears, give me a towel.
It's also right next to that horrible, you actually like it, that hot dog place, Spike's Hot Dogs. I don't like
it. That was great. That was good hot dog.
I don't think their buns are the right way. The buns are too crispy and thick.
I think they have more buns than wiener.
I didn't ask about your experiences in lockup. Whatever that means.
Remember that Asian chick that saw me checking her out, so then she turned my back around and did the whole, I'll pick up a quarter with my teeth off the ground? I was like, Jesus. How am I supposed to eat here when you're in front of the window doing a full body shakedown? I almost choked.
I know you did. Like, you're not used to seeing that type of thing. And the funny thing is, it's like you live at a beach, so you think you'd be used to that all the time.
Oh, the women here, you give them a compliment, they're like, restraining order.
Maybe you're shouldn't just be doing this, breaking into their house at night, you know? And giving them compliments. I like the way you do your thing.
I love the way you snore. You crazy bitch. Anyways.
Enough about your social life.
Yeah, my social life involves you and Facebook.
So What dating website do you use, though?
All of them. I'm like a shotgun. I'm just going to keep shooting until I hit something.
You're still like using the dating columns and like the newspaper that like only 80-year-old people still use.
Yeah, I still keep getting random phone calls. Do you fix pipes? It says in there you'll clean my pipes. Like, Jesus.
But you got some good news today, though, right? You got like a full-time landscaping job, right?
It's not a full-time, but it's going to be a long gig, so it'll be nice to have about $100 a day kind of feel. You know, $100 a day, 2 days a week.
How, what area of Jacksonville is it?
Yeah, it's right here at Jack's Beach.
Is it like your next-door neighbors?
The guy was like, I'm 70 years old, and I need help.
You've had a lot of interesting experiences with 70-year-old men lately, haven't you?
No,
but seriously, that one guy was going to start a record-selling business with you, but he just refused to pick up his phone to coordinate things.
Fuck that guy. He made every excuse in the sun. He's like, you know me, I don't check my email. I don't know technology. I have a semi-retarded son.
Did he really tell you that?
Yeah.
And wait. And so he did give you one box of records to sell, right? What type of records were they?
They were like Mantovani and shit like that.
How many records were in there?
Like 60. And, you know, I worked so hard. On the day that I was sick, I had Kimberly over here, and I was in there just puking my guts out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Enough about my crazy misadventures of trying to find a job. I'm done working for the Greeks, thank God.
Yeah, let's talk about your crazy misadventures in babysitting. Have you ever babysit anyone?
Yeah, when I was younger, that was pretty shitty. I got yelled at because the kid drank more than one Coke and he was too close to the TV. I seriously watched. Oh man, I was just for real. These were like new age hippies, so like the kid didn't drink milk; he drank silk, like and all this other fucking weird shit, like. Mackay Berry and all this other shit. All I know was like the kid wouldn't stop throwing things, so I gave him a Coke and turned on the TV. Three Cokes later, his retinas were burning out of his skull because he was too close to the TV, and his father's like, "Dear God, what did you do to my child?" And then they were like, "I hope he didn't eat cheese." I was like, "He ate some yogurt. Oh my God!" It was such a horrible experience. I'm never watching kids again.
Wow, you think they'd be a little less tense for hippies?
Oh, not these people.
That's the thing I don't understand about hippies is like, weren't the Manson family technically they were hippies, but they were like also bloodthirsty murderers? How does that work out?
I'm not sure.
So, what do you think about the Zimmerman trial? They're still deliberating.
Jesus.
I think they're still deliberating whether he's really a white Hispanic or not, which I just find to be a kind of a funny term.
I don't give a fuck. Fucking taco eating son of a bitch.
Whoa! This is not the podcast I was hoping for today.
I'm sorry. I don't care if George Zimmerman, Mexican guy with a Jewish last name, went up and shot somebody. This is taking too much of my precious time. Everybody and the mother's like, Zimmerman this, Paprika that. My God. You know, maybe both parties were guilty. I don't know. I've heard enough about it. And do your thing. Do your thing.
Yeah.
I hope he goes flat broke.
Really?
I don't care about them or that. You know, when they're talking about, the new Black Panther Party's going to burn down every white suburban neighborhood in America. Like, good luck. More power to you. You crazies.
Do you think they'd accept me as a Black Panther member?
I think they'll accept you as a Black Cougar member.
That actually sounds fun.
You know what I hate is racism. Who started it? Who's going to end it?
Me. I think it was the Knights of the Templar. I think those were the first racists.
You and your History Channel.
Stop typing so loudly. What, do you have a mechanical keyboard? What, are you just typing Woody Allen a love letter?
Maybe.
You need to have your own cooking show. I think that'd be interesting. You've really been making a lot of ribs these days, haven't you?
You know, I really enjoy cooking, and my favorite thing is barbecue, and I just can't keep my hands or my mouth off that pork.
Well, Paula Deen would sure be in trouble if she was stuck in a car with you, huh?
She'd probably be calling me all types of racist slurs.
So exactly what is your ancestry? You're half something and half something else, right?
I'm almost full-blooded Cherokee with a little bit of Irish.
How are you almost full-blooded if your mom isn't
at Because all? My father was, you douche.
Yeah, but you're half then. You're not full-blooded.
No, I'm almost there. Because his mother's full-blooded. His father, I don't know. I don't know how it goes. I really don't care.
I'm taking supplements. That's all you, never, you need you to know. You
never hear anybody go, hey, let me make you some Cherokee food.
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't it like corn and stuff like that?
Jesus, stereotypes over here.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe if you could enlighten me about your culture.
Enlighten you about my culture? Oh, let's see. We got so raped of everything. That's enlightenment of you.
If I had a tomahawk right now,
I would so fuck you.
I don't think we're going to be posting this episode.
Why? This shit's classic.
It is actually pretty good. After
if they don't want to hear it, fuck.
Yeah.
Even deaf girls are like, that shit's funny. Hold on, I've got somebody on the line here that wants to talk about this.
Put her on speaker.
Hey, what you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing? And why are you so...
Jesus.
Kimberly, I have a dark secret to tell you.
Shut up!
Don't you want to know what that dark secret is?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
Why am I on, like, three-way?
Oh, you're more... That's anyways, we wanted to know what you were up to today.
Sleeping.
Sleeping? With who?
Honey.
Yeah.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie? Jesus. So, Jared, you want to ask her a question for the show and make it appropriate?
So I'm assuming she doesn't know about your dark secrets.
Jesus. All right, Kimberly, I'll talk to you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Jesus. What is your problem?
Well, what are we really going to say? She's sleepy. I just wanted an out. That was my out, was Dark Secrets. Yeah. Huey, Dewey, and whatever.
Those are three kittens, by the way.
Oh, I thought she was referring us as Huey and Louie. But I did like the idea about the three-way. That was good.
You sick bastard.
1, 2, 3-way. So what's so else going on? What did you have for breakfast?
Well, the other day I had a whole rack of ribs for breakfast.
Jeez, I hope that at least it was a good rub.
It was an apple rub.
Really? I actually really like apple smoked sausage. It's quite good.
I bet you do.
I used to have that all the time in college.
You know what really sucks?
What?
Is that, you know, I mean, I enjoy it now that I'm older, but it's just so hard to find new friends.
Oh, I've actually been, I totally feel you, bro. Like, even if, like, you, let's say you make a friend, they're just going to be an acquaintance. There's, unless, like, you guys, like, survive, like, an airplane crash together or something.
I feel that a friendship is built after a year. It's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's hard. Are you
saying to that cheesecake tart?
I'm giving you the Oprah Winfrey You know, it's just...
I think when she does that, she has something in her mouth called beef jerky.
But yeah, I know what you mean. I wish it was a lot easier, but it's hard. I feel like after a certain age, you're almost expected to just, like, the people you happen to run into at work, those are, like, considered your friends now. And if you're lucky, you have some old friends from when you were younger, but nothing else is going to happen on that front.
Yeah, but the ones that you had when you were younger are already, like, off doing their own thing. And you're the only one I've had since I was younger, you know?
Yeah, I know. If we ever find Spam, I mean, I think he is dead.
He's not dead.
Well, his Twitter says that he was he got sick off of smoke and anxiety at the Penn and Teller show in Las Vegas. So who knows what happened?
He was in Las Vegas?
Yes, apparently.
Jesus. Must be nice to have mommy and daddy money.
Whoa. Well, the comments like that aren't going to help his anxiety.
As long as he doesn't hear this shit.
Oh, he will. Dark secrets.
I can't believe you kept saying that.
Dark secrets.
God.
The sequel like to Dark Shadows.
Father, and it's like me calling your father and yelling, "I stole your paper."
Oh, he would hunt you down like the dog you are. You stole his paper. You know what? Maybe I don't think Paula Deen has much going on these days. We should probably bring her in as a third guest. Or a third co-host.
She probably would do anything just to get her voice heard. Oh, well, let me tell you now, sweet thing. Ah.
Yeah, she's really brought down the name of Savannah.
What is her name? Savannah or Paula Deen? Jesus.
Yeah,
I know she's a big bitch, but how many names does she need?
She's affiliated with Savannah.
Oh, I get it now.
She brought down Savannah like freaking King Kong.
I thought she did that when she took two donuts and put a burger in between them.
Jeez. Yeah, she's not allowed into the Krispy Kremes anymore.
Yeah, I keep seeing these photos of her and O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, they probably worked something out.
They probably worked something out.
Yeah, now, OJ, he's still in jail, right?
So, yeah, he's still in jail. So what music are you into these days?
Oh, you know, I like my indie music, you know, my Three Doors Down, Taking Back Tuesday, The Pastilles.
I feel like crying.
I don't know. I do like Dave Brubeck. I've been getting into some jazz.
Da, 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 da. I'm that guy with the guitar.
Ooh. Actually, he's a Jewish guy with a piano, but close.
I thought that was Paul Newman.
Paul Newman sings the jazz. Try my popcorn, dude.
Yeah, I'm getting my Newman stolen.
Newman's own jazz.
It's on the shelf at Publix right next to it. Newman's own popcorn and dressing.
Newman's own do-it-yourself abortion.
Oh, God. So what's the first thing you want to do when you come back to Jayville?
My favorite Italian restaurant, Vito's, had a sex change operation, so now it's Vita's.
Am I in on that Vito's?
We'll try to get you in. Maybe just throw yourself in front of the car or something. Do you really want me to ask to get you in on that?
Well, why would you have to ask? Just say, hey, he's coming along.
All right. I'll make some demands. I've got some demands.
I'd be like, hey, haven't seen him in a year. I want to bring him along.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, you make it seem like you got to go up to the higher ups. Can you come in for a meal?
I got to talk to the Pope about this.
The Pope. I like our new Pope.
I do too. Any guy who can carry his own bags is okay with me.
That guy's a badass motherfucker.
Oh, he is, and he's from Argentina, too, which...
Yeah, he pissed off all the Cardinals when he didn't show up for the free concert in his honor. It's ridiculous.
My father-in-law is, he's from Argentina, and he's all talking about how, like, they're going to eventually have the Pope killed because he's, like, trying to clean up the Vatican too much. He's like, the Mafia is basically going to have him killed eventually.
I'd have her.
That might happen, actually, because he's taking a stand.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like X-Men Last Stand, where Wolverine gets thrown at Magneto. Same thing's going to happen to our Pope. He's going to get thrown at Magneto.
No, I think he's going to be just fine. Swiss Guards. The Swiss Guards and their Swiss Army knives. No, but I give mad props to that guy. But at the same time, I did make a joke. Hey, you don't have to stand on the side of the wall of Home Depot anymore. They're trying to give you a ride.
What does that even mean?
You know, all the Spanish people standing on the side of the wall of Home Depot trying to get a job.
Oh, my God. There's going to be riots in the street because of this podcast.
That's their problem. They chose to click on it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not racist by any means.
Yeah, and the on the little info blurb next to the podcast, I'm going to put your address and phone number.
I hope so. I need some new friends. Oh, look, a lighting ceremony. No, those are torches, you dick. Oh, man. So, any new movies we should talk about?
I saw this horror. Well, you know, I like any movie set in New York, but like it's one of those ridiculous New York movies.
Sorry to cut you off, but remember how I described how they always go over that one building with a giant fan on?
Yeah, that's true.
Every movie ever made in New York since the 1980s.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I've seen almost every single Die Hard to all the way up to the newest fucking movie made in New York, and they always go over that building. I want to know what's so cool about that.
Well, I do have to say that the first Die Hard was actually filmed in L.A., but...
No, I'm just saying that every movie that's ever been made in New York that's a really okay kind of movie has gone over that, you know?
Well, you understand that why the reason of that is, though, because there's a curse. Seriously, like I think like in like 1980, there was a weather news crew that like passed over that building and they did not film it. and a voodoo witch put a curse on their helicopter, and it crashed into a Dunkin' Donuts. So Jesus. Ever since then, every news... You're like, something tells me this isn't accurate.
Let me Wikipedia this.
Wikipedia. Yeah.
You know what? I saw that movie Loopers, was not impressed.
Looper. There's no S.
Whatever. Fruit Loops. I don't give a fuck. It was retarded. It wasted an hour and a half of my time.
Well, you know the best part of that, I think, is like where like they gradually show his face morphing into Bruce Willis's face, and like eventually there's just one cutaway where it just completely doesn't look like him at all, and then it's just Bruce Willis. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Apparently that new Sandra Bullock movie with that new up-and-coming comedian was a top-notch film.
Oh, The Heat?
Yeah.
Oh, the thing that annoys me about that is everybody's doesn't call it The Heat. They're like, Heat. And everyone's like, oh, you mean like the Robert De Niro, Al Pacino movie from the 90s? No. The new one that sucks. Huh. Well, actually, I know somebody who actually they have cameos in that. My chess mentor and his wife are actors, and they actually have a small role in that. There's a scene where Sandra Bullock looks over at like a table or something, and you can see their facial expressions.
Oh, is that the new movie that just came out?
Yeah, The Heat. Oh, wait, were you talking about The Heat or Heat? No, I'm confused.
Talking about that new comedy action movie.
Oh. Okay, Grown Ups Part 2.
Right.
Well, we're about at the 30-minute mark, so I think we're going to skip on a...
Well...
We're going to close this episode out. Okay? Any final words?
Yes, I would like everybody to get off their asses and not wait around for Jerry Springer at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hmm.
That's my final thought.
Yeah. My final thought is there's a lonely man in Jayville and he needs some kindness, so find him and give him a hug.
You touch me, I'll fuck you.
All right, we'll see you later, guys. Take care. All right,
we love everybody, and once again, we're not racist whatsoever.
Yeah, he is, but I'm not.
Jesus.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.